Very well. Very well. Do you have a group leader? Yes, you do. The person who is the group leader for you will also be your facilitator or your animator. What follows? Make sure that everybody has the sheet with the three boxes. There are three words or symbols. Now, each member is given the mark sheet with the three boxes. The animator or the leader then asks the clergy to enter in each of the sections a word, a phrase, or draw a symbol or picture that signify the following. One thing that I have taken out of the conference so far. Next, what does the Episcopal Church represent in my community? Next, how do I see myself as an Episcopal clergy? You have a chance to do that now. And as you end, then you begin conversation. When you have completed the exercise, you clergy are asked to have two conversations of 10 minutes each. Half time sharing and half time listening. With two other clergy, I think you have already sort of introduced yourself. But do it this time by sharing what you wrote on the paper. You're going to have 5 minutes. Listen to what the person has to say. And then you share the next 5 minutes. When the time is right, I will let you know. It's interesting to see how groups have kind of opened up. But you should try to do your work within your small group as much as you can. 5 minutes have passed. We're working on the next 5 minutes where you should begin your 10-minute conversation. Should begin your 10-minute conversation.
We notice that you have engaged in conversation, and that's good. And you will have a
chance to do some more conversation. So if you didn't finish or conclude, don't worry. Don't worry. Members of the staff are now ready to give you another sheet of paper. And this will be the task. This will be the task. Each group is asked to conclude their discussion by offering a one-sentence response to the question, who am I as an Episcopal clergy, or who am I as an Episcopal lay leader? I realize that there are lay leaders in the groups also, not only clergy. And spouses too. Oh, okay. All right. So now you have another sheet of paper. You have another sheet of paper. And I'm going to ask you to make a group response. A group response. Who am I as an Episcopal clergy, or who am I as an Episcopal lay leader or spouse? Try to make a group response. Put your responses on the piece of paper, on the flip chart, so that we can use later. Please make sure that you can put your responses on the piece of paper that we'll be using later on. Great. Thank you. Time is up. Time is up. Let's see your flip charts. Who wants to be the first group to come and share what's on your flip chart?
We do.
Good, good. Let's come close to the mic. I need your attention, please. Su atención, por favor. Su atención, por favor.
We have eight words. I don't know if they're adjectives or adverbs with conjunctions in between. Called and covenanted, blessed and challenged, going out and drawing in, helpful and welcoming.
Thank you. I'm going to ask that member of the staff just help us and putting them up on the doors. Is there a next group that is ready? Come close to the mic.
Words or phrases from our group, visible historical anachronism. Infinite spiral. Connector in race relations. Mentor, coach, fellow traveler on the way capitalized. Calm and steady presence for churches in transition. Learner. Proclamation and listening. Blessing bearer. Old man with institutional memory. Graced experience to share. Agent of reconciliation.
Thank you. Next.
Okay. By the grace of God, we are gentle, inclusive, life-giving, caring, sharing workers, sometimes lost, seeking to be a blessing.
Thank you.
And disciple of Christ, apostolic, there was a bishop in our group, and blessed, a bit of a mutt, and they make the best dogs, creating space for storytelling, creating space for Christ's love, one who loves and nurtures, and in doing so is able to blossom, an icon gallery, a cheerleader, and a connector.
Thank you.
We had an extended conversation distilled into one word, leaven. We made it a sentence by adding a period.
Thank you. Leaven.
Our conversation was distilled into sheepdogs.
Sheepdogs.
We're assisting as servants the shepherd in loving the people of God.
Thank you. Good. Sheepdog.
Let's see. Okay. We had a string of words which we fit together.
Come close.
We had a string of words which we fit together. We are blessed to serve, bless, teach, elicit, anchor, open, integrate, reflect joy, quest, and pastor.
Good. Thank you.
Came up with ambassadors and icons who empower and transform people to live into resurrection through preaching, teaching, healing, and celebrating.
Thank you.
In all that we do and are, we seek to represent Christ's blessings in the world.
Good. Thank you.
We are givers of thanks, offering our lives, striving to channel the spirit and life of a community in love.
Thank you.
With God's grace and help, we are leaders with hope and vision for the future in a changing world.
Thank you.
Bridging, building, connecting in a time of flux.
You have heard and participated in providing 12 responses. Do you find that there is a common trend in what you have shared? You think so? Some people say no. Some people say maybe. But you see, it's not your job to try to come up with the common trend. That will be the job of a rapporteur, a person that will take all that has been written and look through it and try to identify common trends and then come back to the group and say, this is what you said. This is what you said. Some of you have worked in your groups as animators, trying to lead the group through the exercise. And I think you have done a good job. What do you think? What do you think about your group leaders? Do we have a group of rapporteurs that would like to volunteer to see if we could put these 12 productions into a common trend? I need 4 people. 1, 2, 3. I need a 4th person. 4, okay. This will be your task. The 4 people who raise their hands. At the end of the session, you take what is on the pieces of paper and try to come up with what you think is the common trend to respond to the question, who am I as an Episcopal clergy or an Episcopal lay leader? How do you feel? Creative? Happy? How do you feel? Surprised? Honored? Uncomfortable? Who else? How do you feel? Excited? Grateful? Challenged? Open? Mm-hmm. Are you hopeful and ready? You're ready to go? Reserved. Okay. And all these feelings are okay because we are only human. And perhaps we have invited you into processes that you don't know all the steps, what they would do, how they will go, how you respond. You feel that you don't have all the information you want to have. You feel that you are not being asked to give a solution. But you are engaging in conversation, and perhaps you are learning something about other people that you didn't know before. We hope that at the end you would have really engaged, get to know the next person a little bit better. And why not get other people to know you a little bit better by what you think? We're ready to go into the next exercise. And there is good news about the next exercise. 1, you're going to have more time. 2, you're going to have more space. Because we're going to ask the groups to go into different areas within this building so that you will have more space. And 3, the next good part and good thing about this next exercise is that you will have more background information to work with. I'm going to ask at this time that the members of the staff be so kind to give out the next exercise. Thank you. Do you have any more priorities? This group needs some more. You should have a suggested exercise number 2 leaflet and the priorities of the diocese. 2 leaflets. To get this second exercise done, we will ask that 4 of the groups will remain in the ballroom. 2 of the groups will go into the other rooms that are down the hallway. 2 groups will go to the ladies' parlor. I think it's on the floor beneath us. And we will have 4 groups in the dining room. How you get there? That's a good question, isn't it? Four of the groups of 10 will remain in here. 4 of the groups of 10. All right. We have, I think we have 2 groups with 11 or 12 people. There are 2 rooms down the hallway that those 2 groups can use. The other 2 groups of 10 can be on the second floor, and the remaining groups can be in the dining hall. What priority would you be working on? Members of the staff have a little bag, and I'm going to ask each of the leaders to just take a number out of the bag. Those of you who are there, if you have the list of priorities before you, somebody else in the group, make sure that you can number the priorities 1 through 5. 1 being youth and young adult formation. 2 being strengthening existing congregations. 3 evangelism and proclamation. 4 multicultural ethnic ministries. 5 mission beyond ourselves. I'll do that again. Number 1, youth and young adult formation. Number 2, strengthen existing congregations. Number 3, evangelism and proclamation. Number 4, multicultural, multi-ethnic ministries. Number 5, mission beyond ourselves. Does every group have a number? They're coming. It's 11 o'clock. You will break into your different groups and areas, and it is our hope that you will work through until 12. At 12 o'clock, we'll come back here for a plenary session. Is that all right with you? Give you an hour to work. Okay? Have a good time.